The real meaning of the explanation is that wind is only a mere name, because the wind we normally see doesn't exist. And we can apply this to fire, to water, to earth, to Mount Meru, to the lotus, and all the other objects. All these things are included, that are included in Haruka's mandala, and everything is a mere name. The mere name comes from the letters. The letters come from emptiness. Letters come from emptiness. In conclusion, everything included in Haruka's mandala comes from emptiness. Therefore, emptiness is the source of all phenomena. Emptiness is the source. Everything is created from emptiness. The mind creates because of emptiness. If there was no emptiness, the mind could not create anything. It couldn't. You know? The only reason we can create is because things are empty. Emptiness is like a blank canvas. It's like some sort of opportunity for creativity, isn't it? It's like the mind can create anything. This knowledge and understanding of emptiness is the life of highest yoga tantra. So, you know, when our tantric practice isn't working, which is probably most of the time, the reason it isn't working is because we are grasping at the inherent existence. We're grasping at the appearances as they appear, the things we know, we're grasping at that. We can't let go, we can't forget. And until we can destroy our grasping mind and get a pure experience of emptiness, then Tantra is going to be difficult to work. It works from pure realization of emptiness perfectly. It's the life of Tantra, you know. So we should understand this meaning. He says, at first we should not expect to understand it clearly, but we can gradually improve our understanding. In Tantric Siddhanta, as it says many times, from yam comes this, from ram comes that, from hum comes this, from ah comes that, and so forth. What this really means is that the object does not exist inherently from its own sign, but exists only as a mere name. This is a technical method to show us this. I hope this is communicating something valuable, you know, like teaching us that when we are doing these recitations, we're doing it all within the sphere of emptiness. I'm not grasping. That's why we have a problem. I'm Haruka now, grasp. But that doesn't work. You know, the Haruka we normally see doesn't exist. When we're generating a new and enlightened world, at the same time we're therefore we're improving our understanding of ultimate truth, of our environment, our enjoyments, and all things. We're improving our knowledge of emptiness. Every practice should be done in conjunction with understanding emptiness, the ultimate truth of things. We should never do our tantric practice separate from our understanding of ultimate truth, emptiness, but always in conjunction with it. Then, every practice we do will reduce or eliminate our self-grasping and our delusions. This is what we want, isn't it? So anyway, I hope you found that interesting. I kind of just blows my mind, that one. So this is why we can create whatever we like in these sadhanas. We don't need to worry, you know, that we're doing something wrong or whatever. If we're rooted in emptiness, if we are constantly, doggedly, never forgetting that everything is mere name, mere appearance, then whatever we perceive will work. If you generate yourself as Haruka and you're glued to that understanding that all of this is the emptiness of all phenomena, it will work to give you bliss, to bless your channels, to increase your merit, to destroy your ignorance. It will do all these wonderful things. But if we forget emptiness, it won't do them. Can't do them. Okay? Okay, so then I just wanted to share that with you. And then there's three things tonight. So the second thing is to talk about the actual meditation on the generation stage. I talked about it a little bit last week, but this is the main meditation of the sadhana, which is arising ourselves or appearing ourselves as Haruka in the mandala, and the meditation on that.